感谢主帮我们带过许多的高山低谷。
Thanks to the Lord, He has led us through the mountains and the valleys.
看得到的、看不见的，神都把我们带过去。
So that is also invisible, but He has been guiding us all the way.
今天有看得见的，有一位弟兄坐在我们当中。
Today we can see one of our brothers sitting among us now.
我们的胡弟兄坐在我们当中。
Our dear brother Hu, he is with us now.
他在过去的几天里面，我们知道他有一个很大的手术。
Last couple of days, he went through a major surgery.
但是我们看到他今天坐在我们当中，跟我们一起赞美敬拜。
But today he's with us, worshiping God together with us.
是神跟他同在，也跟我们同在。
God has been with him and has also been with us.
我们要称谢他。
We want to praise him, give him thanks.
当然还有一些可能没有坐在我们当中，我们看不见。
And maybe some of you, some are not with us today, and we do not see him.
但是我相信神也会与他们同在。
But we know that God is with them too.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们赞美你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
谢谢是你自己的爱再次的召聚我们。
Thank you that it is your love that gathered us here.
没有人能够从你的手中把我们夺去。
No one can snatch us from your hand.
主，我们谢谢你在十字架上，主，你为我们的罪挂在那。
We thank you, Lord, that you're on the cross for us.
让我们今天我们能够在这十字架下面，主，我们能够抬头仰望。
So under the cross, we can look upon you, Lord.
我们知道这乃是我们救恩。
We know that this is our salvation.
谢谢你把这平安和喜乐赏赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us peace and joy.
让我们能够在永生里面能够在这边赞美敬拜。
We worship you and praise you in eternity.
我们祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We praise and pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们一起再翻到刚刚我们所读的经文里面。
Let us turn to the scripture we just read.
这已经是在年底的时候。
This is near the end of the year.
我们到年底的时候，我们常常需要回过头来看神到底今年带领我们走怎么样的道路。
And now we look back, we want to see how God has led us through this year.
我们知道今年的主题是活着就是基督。
And we know that this year the theme of our sermons are to live is Christ.
这是使徒保罗在腓立比书第其实在整个腓立比书里面所讲的一个信息。
So also in the book of Philippians, Apostle Paul is preaching this message.
他让我们看到他虽然在被监禁里面，但是他还是能够写出这样的一个书信。这是一个书信，是一个喜乐的书信。
We saw that although he was confined in the prison, he wrote this letter full of joy.
他收到有一个弟兄从腓立比教会那边送来一些礼物，他非常的高兴。
He received some gifts sent by a brother from the church of Philippi.
他收到这礼物的时候，他就把这封信就写下了。
When he received the gift, he wrote this letter to send back.
我们从书信里面，我们实在是看不到他有一点怨叹，或者是有点就是对自己好像有悲观的看法。
You will not see any sign of complaining or self-pity in this letter.
如果你们仔细去看的话，他里面讲了喜乐，讲了16次。
And 16 times he mentioned the word rejoice.
是什么原因让这样一个被囚的人、等候审判的人，他可以说他有这么大的喜乐？
What gave this prisoner waiting for trial so great joy?
除非他里面有什么东西跟其他人不一样。
It has to be that something inside him that's different from other people.
这本书信里面，其实这个经文可以说总结他所写的书信。
And this one can summarize the the whole letter that he wrote.
他说你们要靠主常常喜乐。
It says, rejoice in the Lord always.
他说我再说你们要喜乐。
I'll say it again, rejoice.
我们一起来念好不好？
Let's read it together. Say it again.
喜乐 英文是 joy.
And English word for that is for joy.
知道在这个礼拜 我想很多弟兄姐妹都知道有弟兄在医院里也有姐妹在医院里。
And this week we know that some of them was hospitalized and some had other difficulties.
有5岁的也有80岁的。
And some are as young as 5 years, some are as old as 80 years.
好像这些事情发生不在乎年纪。
We think that happens to you no matter what your age is.
也不在乎是弟兄或是姐妹。
Or your brother or sister.
好像都会发生。
And it might happen to you.
但是, 我们还是, 能够在喜乐里面, 我们能够尝到主恩的滋味。
But we can taste the grace of God in this joy.
使徒保罗, 他把, 四个光景, 就是在腓立比书里面写出来。
And Apostle Paul has described 4 different scenarios.
今天我们看一下, 回顾我们是到底在哪样的光景里面。
And by looking at them, we can find out which situation we're in.
或者我们在患难里面,
maybe we're suffering.
或者我们是在侍奉中,
maybe we're serving the Lord.
或是我们在信主的道上,
maybe we're on this path of faith.
或者是我们在 供给或者是在慈惠的事上,
or action of giving and offering,
我们再次来问, 我们有没有这样喜乐?
And we might ask ourselves, do we have such joy?
我们现在先回到我们圣徒的身上,
and let us first look back at ourselves.
谢谢你们的代祷, 我母亲她已经出院。
Thank you for your prayers that my mother was delivered from the hospital.
他礼拜三也回到家里。
One day she went home.
他手脚都可以动。
And she can move around.
也可以讲话。
And she can speak.
只是动作慢一点, 讲话比较少。
Although she doesn't speak too much and she acts a little bit slower.
但是我们还是很感恩, 很喜乐。
But we're grateful and we praise the Lord.
谢谢你们的代祷。
Thank you for your intercessory prayers.
礼拜三晚上祷告会的时候, 我听到我们5岁的Joy。
And last time I was here for the intercessory prayer meeting, I heard about our little sister Joy.
是严弟兄他的第三个女儿。
The third daughter of her brother Yan.
他说他礼拜四也会开刀。
He said she has to also go into a surgery.
那开的刀方法有点跟我妈妈一样。
And this surgery is so similar to what my mother went through.
It's using angiogram, 就是从腿, 然后进去, 到心脏去开刀, 我妈妈是到脑里面去开刀。
And it's called angiogram. It's a little part going through your vein from your leg, and it came all the way up. In her case, it was for a heart surgery, and in my mother's case, it was to the brain, to treat the stroke.
所以我一心就想说，我礼拜四就是有空，早上有空，我很想去医院，就是在开刀以前去看看他。
And I had this thought in my heart to visit our sister, little sister Joy, before her surgery on Thursday morning.
我知道大概她在10点钟就要动手术。
I know that the surgery is scheduled around 10 o'clock.
所以那天我就 匆匆忙忙的就去了。
And that morning I went there in a hurry.
哇，我不晓得这边的 Children's Mercy Hospital 那么大。
And I didn't realize how big the Children's Mercy Hospital is.
我从电梯出来，他马上就说你要找谁。
I got the elevator and they asked me, who are you looking?
我说, 找 Joy Yan.
I said, Joy Yan.
哦，他就查了半天，他说 OK， 这个是一个名片给你。
And after she looked up the patient's information, she gave me a visitor's card.
然后再过来就是还有一关，还要再 check in， 还要看我的 ID。
They're going to check my ID。
啊，这个很严谨的在那边检查。
And they're very meticulous。
然后他把一个 map 给我，就是画，就是你要先到那边，然后上楼梯，然后下楼梯，再坐电梯。我说奇怪，怎么会这么复杂？
And here I am showing you the route to get to the place. I was surprised how complicated the hospital is.
果真我就找不到了。
And without help, I couldn't have found it.
我就问在医院做事的人。
So I asked the staff in the hospital.
哦，有好几个人很热心，他说：“哦，我带你去。”
And they are very earnest to help me, so they took me there.
他说我在这边工作，所以我可以从后门从哪边走比较快。
They told me because we work here, so we can show you the shortcut.
所以我就跟着他上上下下，又坐电梯，又爬楼梯。
So I followed the staff going upstairs, downstairs, and took elevators here and there.
然后他说就在这里。
And then he said, here it is.
你就从那两扇门那边进去就对了。
Just go through that door and you'll find them.
那我一进去，我就问护士说，我找Joy Yan。
And I went there and I said, I'm looking for Joy Yan.
Oh, 两三个护士只有说，就是在那个房间。
And the nurse all pointed to the same room.
那房间有窗户。
And the room has windows.
我从窗户一看。
And I peeked through the window.
Hey, Joy 怎么缩小了？
It looks like Joy has gone smaller.
是一个中国娃娃。坐在一个carrier 里面，然后他这边都有那个大概是在 test 他的心跳。
She looked like a little doll and sitting in this equipment with all kind of pipes connect to
the wires
and connect to her.
哎，我说这个不是 Joy 啊。
I said, "This is Joy."
那我回过头来跟护士说，他说 anything wrong?
So I was down on myself, so I turned around and asked her, is there anything wrong? Is this really Joy?
这个 baby 的父母也不在旁边。
And I didn't see her parents either.
我说我找的是 Joy Yan, Y-A-N.
And I repeated, I said, I'm looking for Joy Yan. Last name is Y-A-N.
他说这位是 Y-A-N-G.
Her last name is Y-A-N-G.
哦、我看时间已经剩下五分钟就十点了。
And I looked at my watch. It was 5 minutes to 10 o'clock.
那护士也很热心，就在那边一直帮我打电话。
And the nurses start to call, make phone calls for me to try to look for her.
后来我想，是的，我在这边是要找 Joy Yan， 但是神把我带到这边看这个小女孩，那也许我应该也帮她祷告。
Then I realized, also I'm looking for Joy, but God, let me hear with this little girl. Maybe God purpose for me to pray for her.
我不认得她。
I don't know her.
我有没有看到她父母在旁边？
And I don't see her parents around.
是我觉得她坐在摇椅，那么小，她大概只有一岁，她也是用这个身上都是就是这些好像侦测的这些wire.
And she lied there in a little crib.With all the wires connected.
所以护士在那边打电话说，我就到窗口再去看她。
And then while the nurses were making phone calls, I went to the window and looked at her again.
不论这是谁家的孩子。
Whose daughter this little girl is.
我想她在这边也是在受罪。
I think she's suffering.
不管她是什么样的毛病。
And it doesn't matter what disease she's got.
感谢主，他把我们放在各样的光景里面。
Thank you, the Lord. He gave us all kinds of situations.
有时候是我们不愿意去的。
Some of those situations we don't want to be in.
或者是他把我们带到，就像我那天要找 Joy， 结果他把我带到一个姓杨小妹妹那边。
And like in this example, I was looking for Joy, but God led me to this little girl, Yang.
开始说我是觉得很纳闷，有点觉得说那楼下那个服务怎么会这么差？我说 Y A N 怎么会变成 Y A N G？
Yeah, I was wondering for a while, but why they give me the wrong why they why did God give me the wrong name, wrong person? Y-A-N-G, Y-A-N, they're different.
但是神要我安静下来,
and I felt the Lord is asking me to calm down and pray for this girl.
很多时候神也是把我们带到那个光景里面, 我们没有预测到,
many times God is doing the same thing in our life, leading us to a situation we don't want to be in.
但是神要我们也是在那边,
But the Lord wants us to have joy even in that kind of situation.
如果你手上有圣经的话, 可不可以我们一起翻到罗马书第五章一到五节, 我们一起来念。
If you have Bible, please turn to Romans chapter 15. Book of Romans chapter 15.
Chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
第五章一到五节。
我们从神来念。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。我们要借着他因信的进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。 盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将圣灵的爱浇灌在我们心里。这边提到有患难。Here
it mentioned suffering.
但是他要我们在患难中是欢欢喜喜的。But
it also asks us to rejoice in suffering.
我应该把礼拜四的故事做一个结尾。And
well, I need to summarize the story of the Thursday.
我最后还是有找到我们的小姐妹 Joy.
But eventually, I found our little sister Joy again.
严弟兄跟艾菊他们也坐在房间里面等。
Brother Yan, Aiju, they are with her in the room.
我们小 Joy 她衣服换好了，坐在那个小床上，她很担心的样子。
And Joy looked a little nervous. She changed her hospital clothes and she looked nervous.
我想换到我的话,
I thought if it were me, I would have the same anxiety.
但是这边使徒保罗跟我们讲, 我们纵使在患难里面, 我们也应该欢欢喜喜的。
But as Apostle Paul encouraged us, even if we have suffering, we need to rejoice.
因为神要把他的爱浇灌在我们心里里面。
Because God's purpose is to pour out His love into our heart.
在另外一个教会里面, 帖撒罗尼迦, 他们是不是也有患难呢?
In our church, in Thessalonica, do they also have sufferings?
我们看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书1章5到7节。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse
5:5-7。因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样的人。好，第六节我们一起来念。Let's read verse 6 together。 并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。好，我们就读到这里就好。第六节，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
And you have received the joy from Holy Spirit even in the middle of suffering.
所以好像这些的患难不止在罗马，在帖撒罗尼迦各处都有。
So not just in Rome, in Thessalonica, everywhere you will see suffering.
我相信我们在每样的光景里面, 我们也都有觉得有这样的一个患难的光景。
I believe that every one of us, in some time of our life, we have suffering.
或者在身体上,
maybe it's physical, our body.
或者在工作上,
or at a workplace.
或者在家庭里面,
or in our family life.
或者是我们的事业上,
or our career,
或者是我们在跟人之间的关系上,
or our relationship with other people.
但是这边保罗 使徒保罗跟我们说，圣灵要赐下喜乐。
But Apostle Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit will give us joy.
不管我们的患难是如何的大。
No matter how great that suffering is.
神他会带我们过去。
God will carry us through.
我想这一年来我们有许多的弟兄姐妹在这边受浸。
In the past year, many brothers and sisters have been baptized here.
他们的见证实在是激励了我们。
And their testimonies have encouraged us greatly.
从萧弟兄他的见证。
Brother Shaw, his testimony.
从回去中国上礼拜上前两个礼拜回去中国的老弟兄也是一样跟我们做见证。张连奎弟兄。
And our brother 张连奎who already returned to China 2 weeks ago.
还有上主日受浸的这位姐妹她也是做了美好的见证。
And our sister, baptized last Sunday, she also gave testimony.
这些见证都激励了我。
All these testimonies encourage us.
感谢主，他把我们放在各样光景里面，要我们经历他的喜乐。
We thank the Lord that in all kinds of situations he put us in, he wants us to experience joy from him.
如果你们继续看腓立比书的时候，到了第二章，这边有讲到另外一种的喜乐。
And if we look more in the book of Philippians, we will find another kind of joy.
这种喜乐是在服事侍奉里面的喜乐。
And this joy you will find it in serving the Lord.
我们首先看主他自己来，他要服事人，不是被人服事。
First, let's look at our Lord Himself. He came to serve.Not to be served.
他谦卑了自己。
He humbled himself.
他从天上来到这人间。
He came down from heaven to this world.
他把天国的福音传给我。
To bring out the gospel of heaven to us.
他施行拯救，他施行医治。
And he heals and he helps.
还有我们的罪，他为我们的罪挂在十字架上。
And he saved us and he.Hang on the cross for our sin.
承受一切的咒诅。
And he bared all the curses for us.
但是他没有停止在那。
But he did not stop there.
他是埋葬，但是他也复活了。
He was buried, yes, but he also resurrected.
他今天坐在天上的宝座。
He's sitting on his throne up in heaven today.
为你我祷告。
And he's praying for you and I.
把这宝贵的救恩给了我们。
He gave us this precious salvation.
不管时间是多久，过去两千年，或者是今天，或者是将来，我们凡愿意接受主的。
It doesn't matter when it is, 2,000 years ago today or in the future.
我们都能够得到这救恩。
We shall all receive this grace, this salvation.
在哥罗西书第三章里面。
In Colossians chapter 3.
他这边说到无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为你们知道从主那里必得着基督为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
It teaches that whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for man, since you know that you receive inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ your saving.
我们知道在第二章腓立比书第二章里面讲到很多的侍奉同工。
In the second chapter of Philippians, it mentioned a lot of co-workers.
其实今年的信息里面也提到这些同工们。
In today's message, it also referred to this third.
特别是保罗他看到今天有这个同工从腓立比把这个腓立比那边人对保罗的关心带来的礼物，他更是感心感谢。
And、especially Paul gives thanks to God for a servant from the church of Philippi who bring the help to Paul.
这个仆人的名字特别长，叫做以巴佛提。
And his name is rather long, Epaphroditus.
他有没有难处？
Does he have any difficulties?
有啊。
Yes, he has troubles too.
腓立比书提到说他病得几乎要死。
And in Philippians we read that he was sick, almost dying.
但是他还是把这礼物从老远的地方送来给保罗。
But still he traveled a long journey to bring the gift to Paul.
而且我们知道他也是把保罗所写这封书信拿回去。
And he carried this letter that Paul sent back to Philippians.
所以今天我们都可以读到这本书信。
And so today we can all read this letter.
他的服事是多重要。
See how important his ministry is.
他没有说我已经这么病了，我大概没有办法把这个事情做成。
He did not think that, oh, I'm so sick, so I probably cannot complete this mission.
但是他还是在服事里面，他把腓立比的馈赠送到保罗，把保罗的书信拿回去。
And then it was his ministry, he bring the gift of the church of Philippi to Paul, and he bring Paul's letter back to Philippians.
我想我们在教会里面，我们多少都有一点服事。
I think all of us have some ministry in the church.
很多时候我们是觉得我们事情实在是太多了。
Sometimes we feel that we're burdened with so many things.
我们有孩子的事。
Maybe some matters of children.
家里的事,
or some other things at the house.
有工作的事,
or some other matters at the workplace.
可能还有, 亲友方面也, 也需要帮忙,
or we need help our relatives.
所以一天我们都只有24个小时,
and we only have 24 hours a day.
我们还有什么机会来服侍呢?
Where can we find opportunity to serve the Lord?
很多时候神会把事情量给我们。
But God will measure that what is appropriate for us. For us.
那事情是我们可以承担的。
These things are the things that we can do.
假如我们能够敏感在圣灵的面前,
if we're sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
或者是一个祷告,
maybe it's a prayer,
或者是给人家一个 right,
maybe it's just giving a right to someone,
或者是煮一点东西拿过去,
or cook something for someone in need,
或者是一通电话,
or maybe a phone call.
你可以把喜乐带到对方,
and God will also increase your joy.
这是一个救恩的泉源,
and this is the well of salvation.
We need
to come to this well of salvation and draw the water with great joy.
在神的里面它是丰富的。
Because in God we'll find abundance.
当我们取水的时候，我们自己不只是能够满足别人的需要，我们自己的需要也满足了。
When we draw water from this well, we not only can satisfy the need of others, our own need is also satisfied.
当我们都满足的时候，那喜乐就自然的涌出。
When we all satisfy the Lord, the joy will naturally come out.
我们再看一下。
And let's look at
第三章里面。 腓立比书他怎么说?
In chapter 3 of Philippians, what does that teach us?
这边讲到在信道或者是相信里面的一个喜乐。
Here it tells us about joy in believing.
当我们愿意来到神面前接受他的时候,
when we're willing to come before God and willing to accept Him,
这是一个喜乐。
There's joy.
上个主日有一个姐妹她在这边 把他所有在神在他身上的作为写下来的时候，他一面哭，一面讲，有没有？
Last time we saw our sister Jo, she was sharing God's word on her, and although she has tears, but she still tells us the whole story.
这是一个喜乐的眼泪。
And this is a tear of joy.
因为她今天她找到了这永生的主。
Because she has found the living Lord.
今天她可以 尝到主恩的滋味。
Today she has tasted the grace of God.
她可以在这边，在众人面前， 她可以做见证。
And she can give testimony in front of us.
这是在信道里面的一个喜乐。
And this is the joy from believing.
我记得在前两天，她要受浸前两天晚上， 在基地中家，我们一起有跟她交通。
And I remember 2 days before the baptism, we had fellowship in Brother Chi's house with her.
我们再次地问他, 你愿不愿意受浸?
We ask her again, are you willing to be baptized?
她还是肯定说她愿意。
And finally she said yes.
还有其他慕道的朋友。
And there are other seekers in the church.
我们也问他们说, 那你们要不要一起受浸?
And we asked them, do you all want to be baptized together?
结果那其他信道的, 啊, 慕道的, 他们摇摇头。
These other seekers say they decided not.
但是这位年轻的姐妹, 她很肯定, 因为她已经尝到主恩的滋味, 是一个喜乐的。
Our young sister, she's very firm because she has tasted the grace of the Lord.
别人的摇头没有影响她在神面前的决志。
Though other people shook their hand, it didn't affect her at all.
她说我主日, 我还是要受浸。
She said, I will be baptized this Sunday.
你知道上主日她是最早来的。
And you know, last Sunday, she came here first.
可能是李弟兄帮她开门她才能进来。
And you know, our brother, he was probably second. He opened the door, then I asked our sister can come in.
如果这不是喜乐, 是从哪来的?
If this is not joy, where can you find joy?
我想她今天是在回去中国的路上。
She is on her way back to China today, I think.
我相信她也是带了喜乐回去。
And she brings with her the joy in the Lord.
信主是一个喜乐。
There is joy in believing the Lord.
我想我们听过太多的见证。
We have heard so many testimonies about that.
不管我们在什么的光景里面,
no matter what situation you're in,
当我们的心愿意归向神的时候,
when we're willing to give our heart to the Lord,
当圣灵把主的爱浇灌在我们里面的时候,
when the Holy Spirit has poured out God's grace in our heart,
当我们眼睛打开, 我们愿意接受这位永生主的时候,
when our eyes are open, we're willing to accept this everlasting Lord,
我们看到这十字架的爱的时候,
when we see the love on the cross,
我们说这是一个喜乐,
we know that this is joy.
很多时候我们用12月来庆祝就是主的诞生。
Oftentimes we celebrate the birth of the Lord in the month of December.
你们今天有没有看到台上有点不一样?
Do you notice something in the front?
的布置不一样。
There's a different setting here.
我们在12月24号晚上有一个特别的信息或者是说特别的我们在这边要把这喜乐的信息跟大家讲。
Christmas Eve, that is December 24th evening, we have a special meeting and we'll share this message of great joy.
孩子们,
the children,
大人们,
the adult,
他们都会在这边, 不管是用诗歌, 用话剧, 用读经, 各方面的方法, 我们会把这个喜乐跟你们分享。
And all of us will share this joy through the reading of the scripture, the songs, and the play.
我希望你们都可以来。
I really wish that all of you can come.
不止你们来, 也希望你们把你们的朋友也带来。
Not only you come, but you also bring your friends here.
我们也有聚餐。
And we also have a dinner before that.
我们希望我们能够在主里面分享这个喜乐给你。
And we want to share this great joy with you in the Lord.
如果你还没有得到这喜乐，我也希望你很快也可以得到这喜乐。
If you have not experienced such joy, I wish that you will know that very soon.
这喜乐不是别人可以夺去的。
This joy, no one else can snatch it from you.
很多时候我们把喜乐跟快乐混在一起。
Sometimes we confuse the joy with happiness.
快乐是外面发生的事情, 或者是我们拥有什么事情的时候, 我们很快乐。
Happiness oftentimes depends on what happens to you or what you have.
很多时候我们喜欢去参加party.
Sometimes we like to go to parties.
因为我们可以跟同事朋友聊天, 我们很高兴。
And we can chat with our friends or our co-workers and we felt happy.
但有时候那些高兴的时光很短, 很快就过去。
But the happiness disappeared really quick.
好像没有办法延续很久。
And you cannot hold on to it.
所以有些人就从一个 party hop to the other party.
So some people become party hoppers, coming from one party to another.
他希望在这边找到一点快乐，再到那边去找一点快乐，这样可以把他自己撑过去。
And they're looking for happiness a little bit here, a little bit there.
但是一个喜乐是从里面涌出来的。
But the joy comes from inside.
这喜乐是因为我们接受了这位主耶稣。
And this joy is there because we have received our Lord Jesus Christ.
它变成一个泉源。
And this is a well.
外面不管是我们有party没有party, 我们一样喜乐。
With party or without party, we can rejoice.
我们不管在什么样的光景, 我们还是有这喜乐。
In whatever the circumstance, we can rejoice.
因为是从里面出来的。
Because this comes from inside.
保罗他这时候他没有行动的自由。
Apostle Paul this time, he has constraints. He has no freedom to move around.
或者是我们身体有病痛, 我们躺在那病床上, 我们没有自由。
But when we are sick, lying in our sick bed, we have no, we cannot move.
但是我们却有这喜乐。
But we may still have this joy.
因为我们主耶稣在我们里面。
And because the Lord Jesus Christ is in us.
这次我有机会在医院, 我也住了3天的医院。
And I had opportunity to be hospitalized for 3 days.
因为有时候陪母亲, 因为她, 她也年纪很大了, 她也80岁了, 然后又语言, 她也很, 就没办法沟通, 需要有人在旁边。
And actually, I need to accompany my mother because she couldn't speak and she may have other difficulties, so I need to stay with her in hospital.
所以我就跟我弟弟跟我姐妹, 我们3个人轮班, 一个人8个小时。
So, my wife and my brother and I, we take turns.
那我总是轮到大夜班。
And every time my turn is from the midnight on.
我才知道说在医院滋味是很不好受的。
Now I really know what it felt like to stay in hospital, how awful it is.
因为我母亲她是中风, 所以他们每一个小时 就有护士来把我妈妈叫醒。
Because my mother, she had stroke, so every hour the nurse will come to check on her.
不管几点, 1点也好, 3点也好, 每个小时就叫醒她一次。
1 AM or 3 AM, you name it, the nurse will come and wake her up.
然后要看看她神志有没有清楚。
And they want to see if she's still coherent.
都问同样一个问题。
And they'll ask, and the nurse will always ask the same question.
你叫什么名字?
What's your name?
你的生日是什么时候?
What's your birthday?
这个月是什么时候?
What month we're in?
我想换到我的话, 我3点4点被叫醒, 我看我也没有办法讲我的名字。
Actually, I feel like I'm not sure. I can always give the right answer at 3 AM or 4 AM when I'm asked that sort of question.
我那时候觉得说, 我更需要主这个时候。
And that moment, I felt I really need the Lord.
所以他每隔几个小时他就来, 我是在 waiting room, 在 outside 的一个等候室里面。
And I stayed in the waiting room outside my mother's room.
那他来叫醒我妈妈的时候, 他也来叫醲我。
And when I woke up my mother, she will also wake me up.
有几次我自己眼镜都摸不到, 我就进去, 就进去病房。
Sometimes I couldn't even get to my glasses, I just fall and stumble into my mother's room.
半夜3、4点叫我翻译, 我也翻不出来了。
And actually, at 3 AM, I wasn't really translating very well at all.
有几次我还跟他讲说很抱歉, 是我翻错了, 不是我妈妈不会回答。
I have to apologize to the nurse because I translated my mother's words wrong.
但这三天我就是坐在那椅子这样过了, 就是整个晚上。
And I spent 3 nights like that.
事后有人打电话来问我说, 哎呀,你很辛苦哦。
And after that, someone called me and tried to comfort me and said, oh, you went through a lot.
但是我跟他讲说我回过头来思考。
And I told him that now I look back.
我说我还是觉得蛮有喜乐。
I think I had joy.
我不是神经病。
I'm not crazy.
我母亲生病, 我自己在那边熬了3天的夜, 我说我很喜乐, 我不是表面说的。
And even in this situation, my mother was sick and I had to stay in hospital for 3 days, and I'm not crazy for saying that.
我相信是主他在我里面。
I know that it is because the Lord is in me.
我想这不是我一个人的见证而已。
And this is not just a unique testimony from myself.
其他的人, 你们经过这样的光景, 一样可以说是有喜乐。
Many others who experience such situation, they can also share the same testimony.
我相信冯师母也可以说这样的见证。
I know that Nan Fong, she can also share with us this kind of joy.
我们觉得冯牧师这次身体好像很软弱, 受了很多的, 怎么讲就是开刀或者是住院好久。
We know that Pastor Fong, he went through a lot of physical weakness recently. Was hospitalized several times and went through several surgeries.
你有没有回过头来看今年冯牧师给我们几次信息?
But you, now we look back at messages that Pastor Fong gave us this year.
至少有五次,
I can count at least six times.
感谢主，我们看到他的身体很软弱。
Praise the Lord, we know that even though he was weak physically,
但他可以给我们有六次的信息，我们记得吗？
But he gave us six messages. Do we remember all of them?
感谢主，我们这些人都是神的见证人。
Thank the Lord, these people, they are all witnesses of God.
求主也是 继续施恩怜悯在我们冯牧师的身上。
And I pray the Lord pour out His grace on Pastor Fong.
他一次一次的为主做美好的见证。
And He has testified for the Lord again and again.
不管在台上, 或者是在家里, 或者是在医院。
Sometimes at the podium, sometimes at home, but He gave testimonies.
因为我们有这位永生的主在我们里面。
Because we have this living Lord live in us.
我们看一下彼得前书,
Let's look at 1 Peter.
第一章第八节, 我们一起来念。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
彼得前书第一章第八节。
1 Peter 1 8. Let's think together.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说出来，满有荣光的大喜乐。感谢主，这边又是讲的喜乐。你们虽然没有见过他，so
you have not seen him,
但是透过众弟兄姐妹们的见证。
But through the testimonies from all these brothers and sisters, He lives within all of us.
我们因着信他，我们就说不出来，满有荣光的大喜乐。
By trusting Him and believing Him, we shall have this inexpressible and glorious joy.
这个喜乐不是世界可以给我们的。
This joy you will not get it from this world.
唯有在主里面, 祂可以赏赐给我们。
Only in our Lord we can find such joy. It's a gift.
还有另外一个光景是在彼得在腓立比书他最后一章所讲的，就是今天我们所读的经文。
Now we want to look at the fourth kind of joy, which is mentioned in chapter 4 of Philippians, in the scripture we had just read.
这边讲到是一个给予，或者是一个供给，或者是慈惠的事。
And this is a joy in giving.
很多时候我们觉得是我们应该得到什么。
Oftentimes we felt we deserve all these things that have that given to us.
但是没有想到有一个比得到更好的是给出去。
But we don't know there's something greater than receiving, that is giving.
腓立比人他的赠送给保罗，保罗很高兴地接受。
And the gift from the Philippian church, Paul received it with great joy.
但是你们回过头来看哥林多后书第八章那边，那边也有一个赠送，但是保罗却好像不是这样的态度来接受。And
but if we look at another place, which is the Second Corinthians chapter 8, it also mentions this another giving. But in that situation, Paul doesn't seem to have the same spirit.
我们不回过头来批评哥林多教会是怎么样。
We're not here to criticize on the Corinthian church.
但是我们回过头来看腓立比书, 为什么保罗会这么样的欣慰?
Why is Paul so satisfied by the gift of the Philippians?
他收到这礼物, 他蛮有喜乐。
When he received this gift, he felt great joy.
这个教会是保罗在欧洲成立的第一个教会。
And this is the first church Apostle Paul founded in Europe.
慢慢的, 保罗在那边建立教会以后, 他就离开到其他地方去传福音。
Afterwards, he left the Philippi to other places to preach the gospel.
有10年的光景, 他大概 最多是听到这边的聚会情形, 大概就没有再跟他们接触。
And in the last 10 years, he has heard about this church, and he has received messages from church, but he did not have any other contact with them.
所以我们可以看到在第四章十节时候, 他这边讲了一句很有趣的事, 他说, 因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。
That's why Apostle Paul said in verse 10, chapter 4, said, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me.
可能是有一阵子他们跟保罗就是没有联系的。Maybe
for a while, the Philippians lost contact with Paul.
或者是因着什么其他种种原因,可能就是他们跟保罗有距离了。
Or maybe for various reasons they were distant from Paul.
但是因着保罗,他这次他被囚,所以我们看到他们的爱心再次被激发起来。And
now I see that because of confinement that Paul got, their love for Paul was made.
还差遣了这个有一个弟兄把东西送过来。
And they sent the brother Epaphroditus to Rome to give a gift.
是何等的喜乐。
And how great joy Paul experienced.
他说你们的爱心再次 renewed.
He said that your concern for me has been renewed.
这是一个重新发生或者是更新。
And this is a renewed concern or new one.
当我们愿意在主面前再次的更新的时候,
when we're willing to be renewed by the Lord,
神会把那喜乐也是加添给我们。
And the Lord will add to our joy.
或者我们在主的年日已经很久了。
Maybe we have been a believer for a long time.
我们信主是在二三十年前。
Maybe we believed in the Lord 20, 30 years ago.
我们所有的道几乎全部都听过了。
Maybe we have heard so many different messages.
有时候我们的心就开始冷淡下来。
And we kind of got cold.
不管台上怎么讲, 我好像无动于衷。
It doesn't matter what was preached at the podium, I didn't feel anything.
但是神愿意,
but God is willing and God desires that we be renewed before Him. And so that the first love will be renewed
in us.
So that we will have the same joy that we experienced when we first baptized.
我相信神他会把喜乐 借着圣灵再次充充足足的赏赐给我们。
I believe that through the Holy Spirit, God can fill this joy to us abundantly.
有一位牧师的儿子,
there's a pastor's son.
他就跟正常人一样, 他就是生活有孩子, 然后他到了45岁。
And he lived a normal life, he had children, and now he reached the age of 45.
他那天从医生的诊所出来的时候，他是在黑暗的笼罩之下。And
when he came out of the clinic, he was a doctor. He felt he was in such darkness.
因为医生跟他说，你最多再有你可以再活1年半到2年。He
saw the doctor, and the doctor told him that you can only live maybe another year and a half, or to the most 2 years.
他不是得到癌症，他是得到肌肉萎缩症。
And he did not have cancer, but he had muscular dystrophy.
他写下了见证，他说好像就是黑暗，就是把他紧紧的掐着。He
felt that this darkness is suffocating him.
他有一阵子，他很低潮。And
he felt very, very depressed.
因为他45岁，他说我的最大的女儿高中还没有毕业，我都不晓得可以不可以参加到她的毕业典礼。
Let me ask him, I was only 45, and I don't even know if even I can live to see my oldest daughter graduate from high school.
他有一阵子他也不愿意见人。And
for a while, he didn't even want to see anyone.
但是他有一次他在回想过去他长大的这些年日。And,
but one time he was thinking about the things that happened in the past.
他说他爸爸以前是当牧师的时候, 每一次晚餐以后都两个小时都不见了，不晓到哪去
了。He knew that his father was pastor, and after dinner, it'd be 2 hours that they couldn't find him. He disappeared.
后来他说他有一次跟他爸爸去了。
But one time he followed him.
哦，原来他爸爸吃完晚饭以后就去医院里面去探访病人。
He found out that his father actually went to visit the patients in the hospital after dinner.
然后把福音传给这些病人。
And he preached gospel to those sick people.
他那时候想，他那时候才很小，才是七八岁而已。
And he was very young at the time, maybe 7 or 8 years old.
哦，他才知道说那是他爸爸的 secret.
And he learned that his father's secret.
他觉得。他现在45岁了，他知道这些这个病，他可能没有办法活多久。
And he realized now he's 45 and with this sickness he may not live long.
他说，为什么不能够再做这样的事情呢
？He asked himself, why can't I do this too?
既然那个时候他已经知道爸爸的秘密，他也去过，他也知道他爸爸去医院里面去探访这些病人，传福音。
Did I know my father's secret? I followed him. I saw how he preached the gospel to the sick people in the hospital.
他决定他要再次的做。
And he decided that he will start to do that.
神给他多少年日，他就继续做。
And all the days that the Lord is willing to give him, he will do this.
他是喜乐回来了。
And he came back with joy.
这多少年，可能就是生活平淡，可能对主就冷淡。
And although he kind of lived a normal life with complacency, and he has lost the zeal for the Lord.
直到他爱主的心再次发生。
But this time his love for the Lord is kindled up again.
他最后要给了。
And he decided to give this time.
到医院去探访，去传福音。
So he started to go to the hospital, visiting people and share gospel with them.
喜乐回来了。
And every time he came back with joy.
最后，我们来思考一下，使徒保罗今天跟我们说些什么话。
And finally, let's look at what Apostle Paul shared, what the word Apostle Paul shared with us.
到底在它里面有什么样的秘诀可以得到这样的喜乐
？What is the secret that in him that will give him all these joys？
乃是他跟主的关系。
It is the relationship he has with the Lord。
原来他不认识主，而且也否认主。
And before that he didn't know the Lord and he denied the Lord。
直到他被大光所照。
Only after he was.The Lord shed a great light on him.
这个深很深的关系跟主的关系，能够让他有这样的喜乐。
And this deep relationship with Christ gives him the joy.
而且他说，在各样的环境里面，他可以随时有如此的喜乐。
And he said that he can rejoice all the time. It doesn't matter what the circumstances.
因为他知道主掌权。
He knows that the Lord reigns.
没有一样事情不经过神的允许落到我们身上。
Nothing can happen to us without God's will.
难怪是生病，身体软弱，难怪是工作上的难处，难怪是经济上的难处，每样事情都是神允许的。
Maybe it's physical weakness, maybe it's sickness, maybe it's difficulty at the workplace, maybe it's financial troubles.All these things, if it happens to us, God has allowed it.
如果是神允许的话，我们就不担心。
If God allows it, we should not worry.
我们不要依靠就是我们所有的，或者是我们能够经历摸得到的。很多时候，这喜乐是超乎这一切来给我们的。
And let's not just depend on our feelings or what we have, but.The joy that God can give us is beyond all these things.
这是在基督里面我们可以尝得到的。
And this joy, we can taste it in Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗把这宝贵的经历他跟我们说了。
Apostle Paul, he shared this precious experience, this secret with us.
今天你我,我们要得到这喜乐,
Today, you and I, if we want this joy, we can receive it too.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为这是主他自己说的, 我们最后看一个经文,
the Lord has promised himself. Let's read one more.
我们看, 约翰福音15章,
this is in
the
Gospel of John. Chapter 15.
这是主他自己说的.
Verse 10 through 12. And this is the
Lord's
word. If you find it, let's read all together. John 15:10-12.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。 这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。So
that my joy will remain in you, and you will be completely satisfied.
弟兄姐妹们，不管我们的光景是如何，
Brother and sister, no matter what kind of situation we're in right now,
神他要把这喜乐放在我们里面。
The Lord will give us this joy in us.
或者是经过难处，
We'll go through these difficult times in life.
或者是我们在服侍的上面，
Or while we're serving Him.
或者是我们 是在寻找他，
or maybe we're seeking Him.
或者是我们在接受这救恩的时候，
or when we're accepting the salvation, the grace from Him.
或者是我们在付出、在给予的时候，
or we're an act of grace, an act of giving.
把这福音传出去的时候，
or when we're preaching the gospel, share the gospel with others.
神他会把满足的喜乐赏赐给我们。
The Lord promise, and He will give us this complete joy.
这是他的应许。
And this is His promise.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Precious Lord, we give you thanks.
今天再把这喜乐赏赐给我们。
Today you have given us this joy again.
离开了你，我们没有喜乐。
Apart from you, we can find no joy.
这里喜乐乃是从我们认识主耶稣基督而来。
The joy comes from believing Jesus Christ.
我们要到这救恩的泉源欢然取水。
We shall come to this well of salvation and draw water.
这喜乐乃是你把它永远放在我们心里里面。
And this joy you have put it in us for eternity.
当我们心愿意打开的时候，
When we're willing to open our hearts.
当我们愿意接受主耶稣成为我们的救主的时候，
When we're willing to accept Him as our Savior and our Lord.
你把这喜乐赏赐给我们。
You have granted us this joy.
年日过去，
Time goes by.
但是这喜乐永远存在。
But this joy will remain forever.
主，我们感谢你。
What we give you thanks.
给我们如此荣耀的盼望。
You give us this glorious hope.
我们今天求你再次把这喜乐赏赐给在座的每一位。
We pray that you give each one of us this joy.
我们愿意在你面前说， 主，我们愿意领受。
And before all, we're willing to say, yes, Lord, we want to receive it.
愿一切的荣耀、尊贵、权柄都归给那做宝座的羔羊。
May all the glory and honor and praise be to you sitting on the throne, our Lord.
祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,